welcome to English Podcasts with Chris and Sue. For more information, visit english-podcasts.com.
Today I'm with Nicola, who's going to share some things about his bucket list. Nicola, tell me about your bucket list. Can you tell me what number one would be on your bucket list?
Number one in my bucket list is to visit at least one country per continent.
Okay, so you live in Europe.
Yes.
In France.
Yes.
Do you know a lot about Europe? Have you been around a lot in Europe?
I visited some countries like Germany, mm-hmm. Switzerland, and a little bit Spain. And one time London, but it was only for 1 or 2 days. And I think it's finished for Europe.
Okay. Well, where was your favorite place that you've been to in Europe?
I went one time in Brussels and it was a good experience.
Okay. So there are, another 4 continents left. I know you've been to Asia because you've been to Thailand.
Yes.
Have you been to any of the other continents?
Yes, in the north of Africa.
Okay, where did you go there?
In Algeria.
Okay, in Algeria?
Yeah, because my wife is French, but has a lot of family in Algeria.
Okay. Is she what they call a Blackfoot?
No. It's not a Blackfoot, it's the opposite. His family comes in France.
A white hand, no.
No, his family comes in France maybe 40 years ago.
Okay. And so Algerian origin?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
And that's
all. So where did you go in Algeria?
Near Oran.
Okay, on the coast?
Not so far,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, so you've been to Africa, you've been to Europe, you've been to Asia because you've been to Thailand.
And China too.
And China?
Yeah, Shanghai and during 1 week
uh-huh.
for work.
Excellent.
And another travel in is the another side of China during 1 week too, but it was maybe 7 years ago.
Okay, have you been to the Americas?
No, never.
Does it appeal at all? North America, South America?
North and South America, no, never, no.
Okay, not Canada?
No.
Okay, no. Fair enough. All right, so that's your first thing, is to visit. When's your next trip to actually get one off on this bucket list?
Currently, we don't plan specific travel, but we have a lot of ID with my wife. Uh-huh. Maybe try to go in New York.
Okay.
Maybe there is a lot of opportunity.
It's easy to get there from.
It's easy, yes.
Yeah.
But yesterday my wife saw
a deal. Yeah.
A deal for New York from Toulouse.
How much was that? Because I'm interested. As well.
Maybe it was 650 euro for 2 people only for flight.
Okay. Oh, yeah, not so bad.
With Brussels Airlines.
Okay. All right. Never heard of them, but I suppose they're okay. So, what about number 2 on your bucket list? Because I think you've got 3 things, haven't you, on your bucket list?
Yeah, I have 3 things in this state. My second point is about my patient.
Mm-hmm. This is your hobby, yeah?
Yeah, it's my hobby. I like fish mm-hmm. or fishing. And when I travel, I try to take my rods uh-huh. with me and to have some fish.
Okay.
So either in the sea or in the fresh water.
Okay.
And
did you do this in Thailand?
No, it's one of my
London?
Regrets. No, London, no. No. But in Thailand, it's one of my regrets.
Okay. Because I guess when you're there, you don't really need to take a rod. You could just buy one.
Yeah.
If they're available.
Yes, but I do this Martinique.
Okay.
And also in Seychelles, mm-hmm. a lot. It was a fantastic place to fish. Uh-huh. To fish.
Yeah.
And yes, maybe. And so my second point is to fish some exotic fish.
Anything in particular?
Yes, the
parrot fish.
A prehistoric fish in Guyane.
Ah, the coelacanth.
No.
No?
It's called the... I forget. Aymara.
Okay.
It's a black fish with a big teeth.
Yeah.
And it's in the river.
Okay.
And it's a very aggressive fish. Ah. And another fish is the Dorado in Argentina.
Okay. It's not like the Dorad they have in France.
No. No, it's a freshwater fish. Okay. And with a gold color.
All right.
And it's there is a lot in the Argentine or...
Is it the plate?
Sorry?
Rio del Plato. No.
Yes, or no. Inside the... in the country around the Argentine.
Okay.
What
is this, a big fish or?
Yet, yeah, maybe for the biggest 20 kilo or 30 kilo.
Whoa.
But it's not only for the size, it's more for the fight.
Okay.
And the attacks, because it's also an aggressive fish.
Okay.
And.
Okay, so you're going to go visiting different continents.
Yep.
You're going to go fishing on those continents. What's your third one, your third and last one?
My third and last one is...
For the moment.
For the moment, yes, is to have a dinner with a Korean family in Korea.
Okay.
Because I tried one time a Korean dinner, mm-hmm. and it's very tasty. It was, for me, a real good experience. Mm-hmm. It was in China.
Okay.
And it's I like this food.
Okay. And have you been to Korea?
No.
So that's on the bucket list.
It could be on my bucket list, yeah. To go in Korea, maybe in the same time with the Japan, travel to Japan.
Yeah.
Because it's not so far.
Kill two birds with one stone.
Yes.
Mm.
And so I really like the tasty food.
Mm-hmm. And you like traveling as well.
Yes, too.
It's clear, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Nicola.
Thank you, Chris.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Join us again at english-podcast.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes. And if you have an idea for a podcast or a blog, please get in contact with us through the site at english-podcast.com.